Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development. I'm Jim Gullickson, along with the research manager, Marnie Werner, from the Center. And we have on the phone with us today Tom Stinson, who is the state economist for Minnesota. Welcome to the program.
Well, good morning.
We've recently had some news from your office that indicates that the state has got some challenges ahead.
Yeah, unfortunately, the news that we gave people in November when we said that there was a $373 million deficit to the budget, that wasn't pessimistic enough, and things have deteriorated enough so that now we're saying that if nothing were done, we would spend $935 million more than we take in over the next year and a half.
And, of course, legally, we're not allowed to do that, right?
That's right. Under the state's constitution, we can't borrow for operating expenditures that go across a biennium. So we can borrow to build buildings or to build roads or things like that, but for everyday expenditures, we can't borrow across a biennium.
So what sorts of things are being done to sort of address this?
The governor will release a supplemental budget recommendations. The legislature will consider that, and they'll say, we like this and we don't like this, and why don't we do it this way? And then they'll vote on it. The House will vote on it. The Senate will come up with a different package. They'll negotiate the package conference committee. They'll negotiate it with the governor, and eventually a law will come out, and the governor will sign the bill, and the problem will be solved. And it'll all be done, you know, within just a few weeks, too. It's a pretty complex process, but that's what happens.
Well, I presume part of all of this is going to be some kind of belt tightening. It would have to be, wouldn't it?
You know, you can't solve a $935 million problem without cutting something. The question, of course, is what do you cut? And everybody has a different list of items to cut.
Yeah, so now we see all this going on in St. Paul, but what does the deficit mean to just somebody living in Chisholm or Wilmer in their day-to-day life?
Sometimes it's a little bit hard to see the direct connection.
Mm-hmm.
But the direct connection comes out to be, you know, if we cut school aid, then there's a question of where does the additional money that's needed for the schools just to keep up with what they thought they had come from. Do you cut back on school activities? Do you raise local property taxes? Well, what do you do? So there are those kinds of issues that go on all across the board, you know, in all the services that state government provides.
Thank you, Tom Stinson, state economist, and Marnie Werner from the Center for Rural Policy and Development, who collaborates with Minnesota State University Mankato on producing this program, Rural Minnesota Radio. Next week, part two of this conversation. We'll see you next time.